The federal court will today rule on whether the former Gillard government's decision to ban the live cattle trade to Indonesia was illegal. The suspension in 2011 followed an ABC Four Corners investigation, which exposed shocking mistreatment of Australian cattle in Indonesian abattoirs. Farmers and businesses affected by the move are seeking $600 million in compensation, as National Regional Affairs reporter Lucy Barber explains.
For former Northern Territory cattle producer Emily Brett, today's federal court decision has been a long time coming.
I'm nervous, and mainly because it's a huge thing for our family, but it's also such a huge thing for everyone else who's involved.
She's representing the lead applicant, the Brett Cattle Company, which is suing the federal government over a former agriculture minister's actions. In June 2011, Labor's Joe Ludwig temporarily suspended the live cattle trade to Indonesia. At the time, that market accounted for about 80% of Australia's live cattle exports. Emily Brett and her husband, Dougal, were running Waterloo Station west of Katherine.
We couldn't understand how the industry could just be brought to its knees overnight like that.
The ban was lifted within several weeks, but as far as Emily Brett was concerned, the damage was done. Relationships were strained, exports dropped off, and families like hers went without an income for almost a year. But it wasn't just cattle producers who were affected.
You know, all the banks suddenly hated us. They didn't want to know us.
Dave Jones manages a trucking company in the Top End, carting cattle from farms to feedlots and ports. He had tens of millions of dollars at stake and felt blindsided by the ban. So he was more than happy to sign up to the class action.
We were just turned off and left on our own, so, and we felt very badly dealt with, so we were pretty keen to take the case up.
For 6 years, the Brett Cattle Company has tried to prove that Joe Ludwig acted with misfeasance and that the blanket ban was irrational, disproportionate and unjustified. Justice Stephen Rarey's has been deliberating for 18 months. If he finds that the ban was illegal, the list of people wanting to join the class action could grow to about 300, and the current federal government could be forced to pay out hundreds of millions of dollars.
I think I've just held on to hope that one day we would get a result, and I hope that one day we would get justice.
Whatever today's result, Emily Brett has the added emotion that her husband, Dougal, won't be with her. He died in a helicopter crash in 2015.
After Dougal's accident, I really knew that I had to keep going with it for him. It's going to be a really bittersweet moment because I'm just going to want to share it with him, and it's actually going to be really tough not being able to do that, obviously.
The current Federal Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud, told AM it wasn't appropriate to comment, given the case is still before the court.
Lucy Barber reporting.